Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Sure is a magic moment with Margaret for Tyre Power. Best buys on big brand sale on now. And Margaret is the most powerful thing on a Saturday morning. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. And I'm on the road again. I'm getting there. So I'm a very lucky person.
Oh, Zipper will find that song for you.
See ya.
Zipper will find that song for you. I can see his mind working on the road again. It's great to hear you up and about. You're feeling better?
Feeling much better, yes. Legs are a bit wobbly, but they're 93-year-old nearly, so you know they're entitled to be, aren't they? I'll get them right. I'll oil them up. They'll be right.
They'll be right, Margaret. You're going to watch the Big Bash final tonight? A bit of a surprise.
I think the Scorchers will win. Mind you, I tipped the Heat. I reckon they'd beat the
Sixers.
The other crowd.
Yeah, I
knew they'd beat the Sixers.
I didn't think
they'd be very strong without the other crowd. Once they left them, they were not very good. But look, the cricketers, we've got some exciting times with the cricket. I can't wait for India to come. And that was music to my ears that Boomer, whatever you call him, is out, the bowler.
Oh, Boomer.
Boomer. He's out, isn't he? Don't tell me he's in. I couldn't stand it.
Is he out? I'm not really sure, to be perfectly honest.
I think he's out.
Okay.
I think he's out. So I'll be listening to that. And I'm actually be believing it, so I hope it's not. But I know they've got other good cricketers. Those young kids are pretty good. But
the spinners, that's the issue.
Clear the ledger a little bit for us if Boomer's out.
Oh, I think we're going to be pretty good.
I think I've got high hopes for us.
You're going to be listening and watching every day?
Yes, oh yes, I certainly will. Cricket Australia, I've got a bit to answer for. I'll be listening to the Alan Border and the Hooksy, Kim Hughes' show. And, you know, they made them very unhappy at times, haven't they, Cricket Australia? They haven't been too easy to get on with, and they're still hard to get on with. You know, I know Davey and Steve and Cameron did a bad thing, but look, you don't pay for it forever. There's a time for forgiving, and I think that's well past its use by date. And they're depriving us of a very good opening batsman, and that is Cameron Bancroft. I think he's a very steady, level-headed, one would say, I hope, a level-headed opening batsman for Australia, and they're depriving us of it. Australia, wake up. Wake up and give us a chance. Give him another chance.
Yeah, I'm not convinced he's in the best team for Australia, Margaret, to be honest. I mean, he's playing good big bash cricket, and he's a good
Margaret is.
He's a good
Margaret's,
cricketer.
Margaret's on board.
Well, I don't agree with Margaret on this one. Sorry, Dale. I don't agree with
you. Really?
No, I just don't think he's in the... He's had a very good big bash. I like him as a cricketer a lot.
Yes, he is.
But I just don't see him. You're talking in the test team. I don't see there's a spot there for him at the moment.
Don't you really?
Yeah, he's had a good. He's had a few chances.
They give the other guys plenty of chances. I think it's time they gave him another chance.
Go? Okay. Well,
anyway, we disagree to agree, eh?
Well, we sort of do.
Around, I don't think.
We agree to disagree.
We disagree to agree, eh? We do.
That's not right, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Anyway, I'll give him a plug and a...
Yep. Good on you.
Now, I want to ask you about reality TV, because Pix is obsessed with it.
Oh, I know, and you know what? I never watched one of those shows, he said. Not one of them wouldn't get It wouldn't get off the ground for me.
Yeah, you're a sport watcher, and I am too.
I'm a sport watcher, and yes, I do watch all kinds of sport. I watch cooking shows, but I watch real life ones like Nigella and Jamie and Rick and all those guys.
Yeah, I'm not really into the cooking shows.
Cooking
much.
Shows, the real things that you learn something, because you don't learn.
I learn a lot, Margaret, on maths. I'm sorry, I think you're missing out. I learned that Harrison on the first nights, he gets my blood boiling.
I know you do. I've been called in my time a very square person, and I think I am, but however, doesn't matter. It takes all sorts to make a world.
It does indeed. Now, the footy, not far away. How do you think the Blues are coming together?
Well, it looks as if they're coming together. I was pleased to hear William speak the other day, saying he's going to be a get going this year. He didn't really give us a good year last year, but he had a lot of injury support, so-and-so. So I hope he does get off the ground for us and give us a good go. And there's going to be some good sides, I think.
What about your old mate Sauce going to the Saints?
Yes.
I know. Well, that's, whose fault is that? That's Carlton's fault. He didn't leave Carlton. They pushed him.
You're not happy?
I think they've got a bit to answer for.
You're not happy that he's going to the Saints
and
not the Blues?
No, I'm not happy, never happy to see him in any other colour but navy, blue or white.
Well, he's got a very strong relationship with Ross Lyon, so it's sort of always going to happen, I think.
I know he has, and good on him.
He'll do a good job.
He'll do a good job, of course he will. Oh, well, there's some good teams this year. They're all can't say the word.
That's right.
At the starting post, put it that way.
Yeah, everyone's got big dreams at the moment, and let's just see how they go.
You're right.
I've got a couple of just little political questions to finish with before we let you go.
Political?
You know I like getting Margaret into politics. First of all, they've got the King's coronation coming up. Do you think Harry and Meghan deserve to go?
I'm very sad what's happened about Harry and Meghan, and I think the royalists over there, I've got a little bit to answer for too. I think they carry on behind the scenes a little bit. I think we're not hearing the real side of them. They're goody-goody two-shoes at the moment, but we're really not all goody-goody two-shoes. You know, I haven't got a great lot of time for Camilla. I haven't got a lot of time for her, but she's got to do a good job, I suppose, and fill her role, but I didn't like what happened with Diana.
No, I think anyone
liked
that.
There, we'd come to that. But they're not all what they're cracked up to be. So Harry and Meghan are out on a limb, and they're probably opening their mouth a little bit too much, like I am this morning.
And then, dare I say, the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in the news again yesterday for his decision to speak at the funeral and call George the greatest Catholic ever, and it's set up a bit of a storm. What is it about our ex-prime ministers, and they just can't avoid getting themselves into trouble?
They should mind their own business and step aside. Once they step aside and shut their trap a little bit. You know, they open their mouth and say a little bit too much. He's always been a bit that way inclined. I never really liked him anyhow.
Yep.
I didn't like him. He was a bit of a dodo, but however.
Very good.
Well, he upset a lot of people yesterday. Very insensitive. Now, before we let you go, you've got the On the Road Again there, Zip? We'll just give you a little bit of a pep up. This is. There you go. You're back up and about this morning.
On the road again. On the road again. Off you go, fellas. Have a good weekend.
That's the song.
See you, Margaret.
Okay. Fantastic.
We'll chat to you next week. She is on the road again.
Yeah, how good. Hey, what a warrior Margaret is. Just gets crook and fights through and then up and about again and throwing out a few hand grenades. Magnificent fix. Just sensational.